Well, Howard Zinn, who died in 2010, was quite a phenomenon. He was a celebrity radical and, incidentally, a historian. And so he rode the wave of celebrity-dom. He purported to be leading students on civil rights protests while he was teaching at Spelman College. And then after he was kicked out there, he went to Boston University and led them on anti-Vietnam War protests, which were really protests in support of Ho Chi Minh, who, you know, Howard Zinn saw as, you know, the exemplar of democracy. So, you know, when he wrote his book, People's History of the United States, and it came out in 1980, you know, think about that, over 40 years ago, he had been in the news quite a bit. He had went on a mission to North Vietnam to bring back American prisoners of war. He was at the forefront of protests. He was debating Bill Buckley. He was in the news, and so he got a head start. And as I expose in my book, and it was much to my shock as I read it, he plagiarized from a book for high school students by one of his radical anti-Vietnam War pals, another socialist, and took the credit for it. And, you know, anytime you pick up a news article or look at a news article about Columbus Day, you have reporters basically quoting the Zinn version as if it were established history. And, you know, there's no question about it. So he was quite a marketing guru for the radical communist view. And as I also discovered, is that, you know, his story of Christopher Columbus, along with everything else he says about American history, is basically the version that has been put out by Marxists and communists from Karl Marx on down to William Z. Foster. But it's become accepted truth, and it's what Google, which is a monopoly, promotes. And, you know, we're seeing the clampdown of the tech industries right now, and, you know, they've been at it for a while, and it's a very, very dangerous thing. And if you're sitting there, you know, someone who's an adult and knowledgeable in history, and you're starting to doubt yourself, just think about a 15-year-old who's writing a report for a class and is Googling this or has been assigned Howard Zinn's book. And that's why you've got these young, enraged people who are out on the streets.